There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
A Thursday, Grant and Danny Means, we're creeping toward week 5 in the NFL season. You know, we wait forever for the start of football. And then like that, it's a quarter way
light
over.
Speed, yeah.
Week 5 already is preposterous. The local footballers have a bright future. It is time for you to plan yours as well. The exclusive sponsor of our show can help, the law firm Condorian Murrah. They will help you update your last will and testament, set up a trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today. Visit kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you. You'll get a discount. kmlawyers.com. Tyler Biadasz is on the show in 30 minutes to talk about how Washington's offensive line has played so well. We're giving out Caps tickets to the home opener in 1 hour, right at 4 o'clock here on The Fan. Before we get back into people who want to weigh in on whether or not the team name's going to stick as they continue to win, and if Jaden Daniels is the real deal and they become the it team with the it quarterback. Another comment Roger Goodell made in that interview we mentioned last hour on NFL Network was that they have begun talking about, and that there is a possibility, if needed, that they would change the yard line you start your drive with after a touchback with the new kickoff from the 30 to the 35. That's something they would consider for next year. So that tells you two things, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, this new kickoff right now is not only working in their eyes, but they like it. Number two, that while there have been a lot of returns compared to the past, they want even more.
Right. Instead of some, which is more than it used to be, they want a lot. And I'm all in. This is correct. I love this.
Starting at the 30 currently is one of the biggest reasons, in my opinion, why we're seeing less punting. Not just in Washington, where they don't punt at all. By the way, go to 1067thefanshop.com for our brand new shirt, which I think is awesome, at our 1067thefan merch store. It's just the word punt with basically being crossed out. Because the Commanders don't punt. It's very, very cool burgundy and gold t-shirt. Go buy it. Go check it out. It's a good look. But punting's down all over the league because you're getting the ball at the 30. 15 years ago, it was the 20. Then it was the 25. Now the average starting field position is the 29.
You get to midfield, you're in field goal range.
Field goal kickers are the best they've ever been. There's been one missed kick on 116 attempts, 40 and in. It was the Packers' nubby kicker this past week against the Vikings. Narveson, I think, is his name, who wears the number 44. Please stop doing that. Kickers should not wear numbers that are not single digits, as an aside. But
they can't wear a team number?
I'd rather them not.
Okay.
If they have to, like you're the Yankees, you don't have any single-digit numbers available, mm-hmm. I can sign off on that. You should never wear anything above 19. That is, you just don't get to employ a kicker if you don't have a number for them.
Oh.
That would be my new rule.
I like that.
You have to cut someone who's a single-digit number or a teens number or move them to a different number.
I like this no employing kickers thing we're seeing simpatico on.
No. I love
kickers. We're on the same ground there?
Big kickers guy. I just, 20s, 30s, 40s, like all the way through 90s. This is not college football at the University of Georgia. Enough already. But anyway, that guy, because of the number he wears, he missed a kick. It was the only kick inside of 40 that's been missed by a kicker all year. It's automatic, right? On top of that, kickers are now kicking routinely from 60. Did you see Joey Sly this week?
Yeah.
From 63 and
just
54?
Casual.
So easy. So you don't have to go as far as you used to. You're starting closer to midfield than you ever have before. You basically need two first downs and you're in field goal range. That's why everyone is not punting. Also, on fourth and short and plus territory is a go situation most of the time. So if you basically get 15 yards, now it's fourth and two or less. You're in no man's land. You might as well go for it anyway.
Might as well go.
So it's kind of become more fun. And I think Goodell's noticing that. And he's going, well, heck, let's just move it up to the 35.
And by the way, again, let me co-sign. Wherever I can rubber stamp that, I will. The thing that baseball was so bad at forever, and that's why we had all these sweeping changes in one offseason, where we're like, and there's no shifts, and there's a pitch clock, and there's this, and this, and this. And everyone went, whoa, that's a lot. Well, football does it incrementally. When we tweak something, hey, this is working. This is really working. Now let's turn it up. Instead of waiting 15 years to get a big data sample, they're not waiting around for it. They realize we're on to something here. Let's turn it up.
Don't you miss good punting a little bit?
No.
I mean, we're friends with Tressway. Don't you miss that angle punt to the sideline? The dropping a punt inside the 10 that kicks up with a little backspin just so?
You're not going to get me to say something bad about Tressler.
Yeah.
I'm a Tressway guy. I don't miss him at all. I don't miss punts at all.
Let me be clear.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Obama style.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I'm saying has nothing to do with the Commanders not punting.
No, I understand.
I don't ever want to see Tress do anything but hold ever again. I just mean around the league, we're losing a little something if we miss out on the art of the punt.
I don't miss it. Okay. It's like saying, do you miss like toenail fungus? It's a part of the game that's necessary, that's going to happen. I don't miss it at all.
Mm.
I don't want to see it. Those are not the football players. I want to see the football players. I want to see the linemen, the wide receivers, the running backs, the quarterbacks, the incredible athletes that are running shuttle cone drills in 3 seconds and weigh 300 pounds. I want the incredible thing, not the dude that looks like he could be selling beer in the stands, jogging out there and putting foot to ball, then jogging back off. The more football we can have with football players, that's what I want.
You know what would be silly? And I don't mean silly like wacky.
I mean like sell.
Silly like Johnny Cakes Allville says sell.
A little bit.
If they're going to do the thing next year, let's say, where there's still too many teams, because there's three or four teams that have quite literally just every single time still booted the ball through the back of the end zone and given teams the ball.
Like, we don't want to mess with this.
We're not doing it because some big returns have been ripped off. We're not dealing with it. If they want to penalize that and they do the thing where instead of the first and 10 at the 30, it's now the 35, I think they should move the spot for the kickoff out of bounds up. The kickoff out of bounds has always been the 40, which at one point in time was twice as big a penalty as a touchback. Okay? Now, it's not twice as big, but it was sizable from the 25 to the 40, whatever percentage that is, but it's a 15-yard discrepancy. We're down to a 10-yard discrepancy at the 30. If you move the touchback distance up to the 35, at some point we've got to adjust the out-of-bounds distance to, like, midfield.
I'm with that.
If you just kick the ball out of bounds because you're trying to get cued or something, or you're landing it in the landing zone, let's really make kickers' lives more difficult, and let's make the skill on kickoffs play a little bit. If it goes out of bounds, you get the ball at midfield.
Oh, co-sign.
Something crazy like that.
Sign me right the hell up.
But remember all of this when you're wondering, how's scoring trending up, and you know, percentage of drives with points, and percentage of drives with punts? What's it all mean? You're starting further upfield. You need to get less distance to get into field goal range. It just makes sense.
And it's a huge reason, probably also, and now I'm thinking about it, why passing numbers may be down. Another one we haven't talked about. Right, we're talking about the way teams are defending.
Why take a shot when I only need 15 yards?
Yeah, but it's also, you're not getting out of the shadow of your own end zone anymore. Like somebody, the rare occasion someone has a return, 60% of the time in the old way, there's a block in the back, there's a hold, there's something illegal. So now you're backed up to your own 14. That doesn't seem like much, but that's 15, 16, 20 extra yards per drive that you're sacrificing based on field position.
Yeah, yards per game maybe go down. Yards per attempt shouldn't really change, which has always been a better stat anywhere. But I am curious to see kind of where all this trends. We could ask Tyler Biadasz about some of the specifics of where drives are beginning and how things have trended differently in the league this year. The center for the Commanders joins us here in about 20 minutes on The Fan. Let's go to the phones, though. 800-636-1067. Danny, we've been talking to people about, as the team's standing within the fan base improves, the way they're talked about nationally gets better, the team name's going to start having a more positive connotation.
Yeah, I think it's inevitable, and I think this is part of the strategy. The way I view it is the name change, a new stadium, and then to a smaller degree, a rebrand or, you know, new uniforms or different things. These are all levers that an ownership group that's smart, by the way, these are not stupid people. These are billionaires who figured a lot of things out about how to market things, about how to, you know, build brand equity and all that kind of fancy stuff. The different levers they can pull to try to engineer the fan base or re-excite the fan base or to build the group, right? Well, the easiest way, the path of least resistance, is to have the football team be good. And I know that's annoying. I used to get so annoyed over the years whenever there was any kind of name change conversation where adults are trying to talk about some of the logistics, whatever, and somebody would call up and go, just win. That's all that matters. Just win. As if they've solved the problem and solved the puzzle. Like, oh, okay, we'll just do that. We'll just do that simple thing they've been neglecting to do.
I just wish someone would have said it earlier. I never thought about that.
It's such what a crazy thing to think about trying to do. So, here's the thing. If they're able to actually do that, which is really hard to do, but if they're able to do so, they don't have to do the other things to build the interest. There's less urgency in their mind.
A restaurant does not have to be run as well, and the service doesn't have to be as good if you are addicted to the food.
You don't have to do two for one or buy one, get one or whatever, yeah.
If the food is why you're there and you know it, and it's the best you can get anywhere, and you love it every time you eat it, you're probably going to deal with a little bit more that you don't love at the restaurant. Let's go to Jay in Leesburg on The Fan. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Grand Danny. Thank you so much for taking my call. You guys are awesome.
Appreciate you, dude.
I want to give
a quick shout-out to my Bron Munde, and I just want to say that regardless of how much we win, I will never accept, myself personally, will never accept the Commander's name or the entire brand itself. I'm 33 years old and been a lifelong Redskins fan, and I have yet to buy a single piece of Commanders or Washington football team gear. In fact, I still look for Redskins gear anywhere I go, everywhere I go. And I actually, I think a caller said this earlier on the show that they found websites where they customize and make Redskins Jaden Daniels jerseys or other players' jerseys. So I still continue to do that. I still buy Redskins jerseys, and I'm having my first child actually this December, and I already bought 4 or 5 onesies, Redskins onesies for her, and I refuse to ever dress her in anything Commanders related. If they change the name, I mean, I know it might not go back to Redskins, but if they ever change it to anything else, I might think about dressing her in that in the future, but Commanders just reeks of Dan Snyder, and you know, obviously, we all hated that guy. So
yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
So first of all, congrats.
Yeah, way to go.
You have no idea what you're in for. It's the best, and having a daughter is the coolest thing in the world. So congratulations, buddy. That's number one. Number two, I admire your stubbornness. Not necessarily in this regard, although in this regard too, but just generally.
Yeah,
I like that you are seemingly you've put your flag in the ground. You're not moving. There are people out there like him. My point is not that he's ever going to change his mind. He might, by the way. Doesn't know it yet, but maybe 3 Super Bowls from now, in 10 years, if Jaden Daniels is Patrick Mahomes 2.0, again, I'm not predicting anything, crazy hypothetical time. Mm-hmm. I'm just suggesting. Maybe, just maybe, Commanders is not going to be something that you dislike or think about Dan Snyder when you see it. But regardless of that happens or not, I don't think that's what they have to worry about. I think what they are thinking is, all of the kids in your son's class who are wearing Messi jerseys will start wearing Jaden Daniels jerseys. And they'll start wearing Ryan Williams jerseys when they draft the 17-year-old wide receiver out of Alabama and he becomes the best receiver in the league and he's Justin Jefferson 2.0, let's say. They are banking on the random 25-year-old dude who's from Chicago who now likes the Nats and the Caps and just watches his fantasy football team on NFL Sunday Ticket and Red Zone, who falls in love with Daniels and the team and buys season tickets. Enough of those guys coming over. They're banking on when they're good, just like 10,000 people stood outside the arena to watch a Stanley Cup game, or the entire Navy Yard was shoulder to shoulder in front of the Metro out here by the bullpen to watch a World Series game with a bunch of people that didn't know who Max Scherzer was a month earlier. They're banking on that happening for this team as they win. And if it happens, then the people like you and him and me and others that don't want to buy Commanders gear just aren't going
to
matter.
It doesn't matter. Try to quantify it this way. For all the lapsed fans, the paradigm before was, how do we get them back? How do we get them back? How do we get them back? The disgruntled only Redskins fan. The disgruntled, I'm not going to the stadium, Danny Ruye type fan. The disgruntled, I won't buy jerseys as long as Dan Snyder's in charge fan. How do we get them back? How do we get them back? This is a paradigm shift to, how do we find new? You can win some back by good performance on the football field, a better stadium, a new stadium, whatever. But some you're never getting back. I think it's a smart point here, but it's a sea change. It's basically saying, we'll do everything we can to welcome people back in the fold.
It is
welcome.
A math, we love that equation.
But the most important thing is new, is to build new, which nobody was doing for decades because they couldn't get out of their own damn way.
How many sports fans are there in the DMV? How many sports fans are there that are not diehards of NFL teams already? That's the group that you need to win over, essentially. You're going to try to win the other group over, the Danny Hughes as well. The guy listening who's 57 years old and went to RFK with his dad and is livid that it's not Redskins. Go win as many of them back as they can. They're going to try. There's things they need to and should do, like getting back to uniforms that are just not these, the new ones that are different than the old ones, regardless of what they tell you. They're different. They should not wear the ones that they wear currently. They stuck with burgundy and gold, supposedly, although they didn't. And they told you the jerseys weren't going to change, and then they changed. They'll do little things along the way, I'm sure. But it's about the millions of people that are living in these condos down here in the Navy Yard that may be from here or may not be, that go to Walters on a Sunday to watch six games, and all of a sudden, Jaden Daniels is the hot ticket, and you're playing Lamar and the Ravens in Week 11 in a primetime game, and they go, dude, I'm going to watch Jaden. All of a sudden, you're playing an NFC postseason game where the Eagles are in town, and it's the NFC championship game, and they're going, everyone's talking about it at work all week.
I also recognize, too, that fandom is different than my age group. Just local teams. That's the only interest, the only thing we could see, the only thing I could possibly ever be associated with. It's your generation, too, but even younger. For my son, his favorite player is some dude named Holland. It's not spelled that way. It's like Haglund or something like that. He loves that guy. I don't know where he's from or what he does. Plays for Manchester City. That was impossible for me to think about. But for young people, they like Mahomes. They like Kevin Durant. They like whatever the star is, and that can be your gateway to caring about a team.
Let's go to Mike and Reston on Grant and Danny. How are you, buddy?
I'm great, guys. You're making some great points. I just wanted to kind of connect a dot with one of our owners. Magic Johnson wore one of the worst names originally on his jersey. When that team moved, imagine the generation that had no connection to the Lakers of Minnesota. And my point is, and Danny, you touched on this earlier, the brand does become more powerful than the name itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that over time, if this team reaches greatness, this new regime takes this team to a dynasty level, no one will be talking about it. No one will remember Dan Snyder. All of those bad feelings and emotions will be gone. So the brand can be bigger than the name. I think that's a great point.
Yeah, everyone thinks of Dan Snyder when they see the name right now, or a lot of people do. I don't, actually, but I know Danny and so many people do. That's not what you'll think about when you eventually, you know, 3-4 years from now. You might think of Jaden Daniels' touchdown passes to Terry McLaurin. Let's go to Drew and get Graysonville on the fan. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Juan, I think you guys have made some excellent points that winning changes the economic equation for merchandise sales and things like that. And that's important. But the other thing, Josh Harris said this too, is he's not an F-minus guy. And no matter what, the Commander brand is an F-minus brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if he wants to, and even for fans that want to get behind it, there's a guy that goes to all the games, they call himself the Commander, but he looks like Captain Crunch. It's just it's a caricature. So at some point, I'm kind of hoping that the ownership says, hey, we don't have to spend the money, but if we want to be a quality organization, we've got to evolve the name. And I'm not saying it's going back to Redskins, but you could do some compromise. You might keep the W and change the name to something else, that starts with a W. Or there are some compromises, and compromises, everyone doesn't get what they want, but you might be able to do better than you're at, And I kind of trust that Josh Harris is not done trying to make this team as good as it can be in every different way.
Love it. Good call, man. Appreciate that. My favorite show of all time is The Wire. And Stringer Bell, who was, a notorious drug dealer in the show, was taking business school classes based on like a real character. And he went to his professor in business school and he said, what do you do? And he was talking about drugs, which is the irony of it. He's like, what do you do if you have an inferior product in a crowded marketplace? And the guy said, change the name. If you don't have an inferior product anymore, that's where what we're talking about, right? If the product is inferior, there's no brand association. If it's an F minus, everybody's competing for your sports attention dollars. The Nationals, Capitals, Local 53, hockey, everybody's doing it, right? You only have so much. It's not in a limited budget. If everybody's competing and you're inferior, that's when you can try a new brand. If you don't have to, you don't need to do that.
Grant and Danny with you on The Fan. Got an excellent show today, including Tyler Biadasz, Commander's center, who's going to be on the show here within the next 10 minutes. Looking forward to catching up with him about how well this O-line has played, his early thoughts on Jaden Daniels as a rookie. We've also got those tickets to see the Capitals on their opening night on the 12th, which is just 9 days away at Capital One Arena. If you want to be there, you got to be listening coming up in 40 minutes at 4 o'clock on The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care, All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
G&D on the Fan, Tyler Biadasz, the starting center of the Commanders, is scheduled to join us in just a couple of minutes. By the way, tickets are available for Sunday's game to the Commanders and the Browns. You can get your tickets at commanders.com. We appreciate them making Biadasz available to us today. We will chat with him in just a couple of moments. I just saw this scrolling on Twitter during the break. I'm at Grant H. Paulson. Danny's at Funny Danny. So there's one particular sports book. I can't speak to all of them, but the guy that runs the book came out and said that the most risky proposition for them this weekend is a Commanders win. Basically, that's where they're most leveraged, which is to say that the majority of the money that they've got on any team, the most betting being done on anybody, is on the Washington Commanders to cover against the Cleveland Browns.
What a time to be alive, my friend.
His quote was, "I don't remember seeing that in this business." So this is normally reserved for the 9-0 Baltimore Ravens, right? The Tom Brady and Bill Belichick-led Patriots. Every single week, the book's like, everyone's betting on them. We tried to move the line up enough, but if they win, we're going to take a bath. This week, the thing that people are most sure about is that the Commanders beat the Browns by more than 3.
What a strange universe this is. And again, just a matter of a week.
Now, that should petrify you.
Of course it does.
Because just generally speaking, it is almost a lock that whatever the vast majority of the public thinks is going to happen any given week does not.
This is very smell testy, Q Kevin Sheehan. But again, just whether they win or lose, I'll be fine.
I think your next point is the good one.
Yeah. This is the joy, right?
It's like, happening.
This
dude.
Is where, because you already said it very well, this is for... Kansas City's playing Jacksonville this week. 4-0 versus 0-4. This is the Super Bowl contender versus team whose coach is going to get fired in an hour. Like this is the good team versus the disaster where they go, we can't make this line too big because people are just going to play the best team.
So many people are on the Commanders that they're going, oh man, we're going to lose so much money if Washington wins that game and covers. I would be curious. There's no way to find this. When the last time they were the most bet on team to cover a number was for any football weekend. It would have to be pre-gambling being legal in this country in most states. And it hasn't happened. It hasn't existed. But it's the confidence nationally. I think locally, it's probably too far to say that people are expecting the rug to be pulled out. But I think we've got that voice in our head certainly more than they do on the shouty shows on all the major networks where they've just decided the Commanders are going
to
win the division.
Well, because they'll move on to the next thing, right? It'll be the next topic. The next, is this the greatest this of all time? Is this the greatest that of all time?
In 2 weeks, if the Eagles have won by 30 in back-to-back games, Hurts is an MVP and Sirianni's the coach of the year.
Yeah, like if A.J. Brown gets healthy and runs roughshod in 2 weeks, it'll be a new story. But... So for them, they're not left with the emotional baggage and damage of believing for the first time in decades, you know, really believing an honest to goodness change is happening for the first time since 2012 for a lot of us. So, yeah, we're left with it. It's like when the coach comes up, the new coach is like, where's the support? Why aren't people supporting? We're going to arrive violently and things are going to be different. The last 8 guys told us that. Okay, so sorry. We're going to be a little bit hesitant to share our feelings. We got dumped a lot.
To that point, though, and to those thoughts. I want to give this staff and specifically Dan Quinn credit for this. I think he's done a really good job of not doing the Ron Rivera thing of we're 3-1, you better be there. Remember Rivera was like, we have earned it. You guys should be at this game. And Dan Quinn's going, we got to keep chopping wood. We've got to make you guys want to come to the game. We've got to make you guys want to be part of what we're building here. And I think it's just a very different tone than how Rivera did it. And it's been so refreshing. And I love the way Dan Quinn talks about home field advantage and getting people to come back out. It's been pretty cool. So is the way the Commanders offensive line is played, by the way. And with that in mind, let's go to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. First-year center here in D.C., Tyler Biadasz, joins us on Grant and Danny. He has been one of the leaders up front of an O-line that ESPN's got ranked number one in run blocking, number eight in pass blocking. Tyler, thank you for the time. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing? I'm great. How are you doing?
We're great, buddy. Appreciate the time, man. So you, those external grades are for, you know, schlubs like Grant and I to kind of try to figure out and quantify what our eyes are seeing. How would you grade so far what you and this O-line have done through 4 weeks? We feel like it's pretty damn good.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think we've done some pretty good stuff up to this point. I think that, you know, obviously, you know, there's lots of work on it. I think, you know, that's just the standard that we hold ourselves at. And you know, we have some stuff to clean up and even be better. So I think, you know, just point of that, I think we're doing a pretty good job so far. But, you know, there's obviously a huge growth that we can get to.
Tyler, from you at center over to your right with Cosme and Wiley, I mean, you guys have pretty much been on the field for every single snap. Obviously, Nick Allegretti's been a mainstay, but missed a few snaps at the end of the game. But you guys are now basically 50-50 rotating at left tackle, which is fairly uncommon, and it doesn't seem like missing a beat. Coleman's been awesome. Lucas has played pretty well. First of all, how abnormal is that, just based on your experience college and the NFL, to have like a platoon at left tackle, so to speak? And what do you make of how those guys have played?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the biggest thing in my experience, you know, there's definitely been some rotations in my career so far. But at the same time, you know, we've handled that through OTAs. We've handled that through camp. And we do now with BC and Lucas. So I think, you know, they've done a great job of, you know, just helping each other out, seeing what they're seeing on the field and when they're in. They're prepared for that. But at the same time, I think, you know, we're just gelling and we're still, you know, early in the season where, you know, that you just got to keep stacking those great opportunities of lessons. And obviously, you know, the biggest ones are whether we win or lost, but just learning from those and having that growth throughout the preseason, but also through the first four games, because that's the most unscouted look you're going to get.
And Tyler Biadasz with us here on G&D. We don't know you tremendously well yet. I feel like you're a really nice dude off the field. Are you one of those guys that, like, all of a sudden becomes, like, mean and a menace when the whistle blows? Or are you, like, always nice, kind of, like, laughing and smiling while you're knocking guys into the dirt? Like, are you a trash talker? Do you get mean? Like, does your heart turn?
On the field, but I am outside, so definitely.
I love
definitely
that.
Count on that.
Tyler Biadasz on G&D was with the Cowboys the first 4 years of his career, became a starter about quarterway left in the season, and the last 3 years a mainstay in Dallas. Dan Quinn loved what he saw, brought him over to D.C., a former Pro Bowler, anchoring this offensive line up front. What do you make of the way Jaden Daniels played as the rookie of the month?
You know, I think there's, you know, the who he is on and off the field and his work ethic shows tremendously. I think the way he handles himself and how poised he is in any scenario, doesn't matter what the situation is, he's always in the moment. And that's the hugest, biggest part I've seen up until this point, and the consistency and the growth that he's had since OTAs to camp to preseason one to the first game of the season till now. There's huge growth points of his career, even to this point, that he's just, you know, taking those steps, and he's handling success in the right way, and game after game, just learning each and every time. So he's done a great job.
Tyler Biadasz and the Commanders are home against the Browns on Sunday. Tickets are available. You can go to commanders.com to get your hands on some. He seems like one of the guys in a way that's hard for a superstar. He was a Heisman Trophy winner, number two overall pick. But he seems like he's able to kind of get along in the locker room with the crew. I saw you guys were sliming him for his Nickelodeon Award the other day and having fun. I mean, what's his personality like?
Yeah, I think it kind of goes back to what I said before. He's always in the moment. He's having fun with it, too. and he's a competitor, and he's always having an edge on and how he can get better. But when we're in the moment of whether it be on or off the field, you know, we're having a great time, and we're, you know, and we haven't had, you know, we've only had since what he's been drafted about a time. So we've had numerous amount of opportunities, whether it be, you know, dinners and hanging out after, or even, you know, having that experience too, with the Nickelodeon where he just got yesterday. So I thought it's just, he's an in the moment guy. And that's the best part about him is that, you know, he's continuing to grow each and every day.
Tyler, you're obviously new to the team this year, and a couple other guys are as well on that offensive line. How long does it take for you to get comfortable so that it's second nature, where you know intuitively what Sam Cosby is going to do, or Allegretti is going to do, or various tackles or guys that you're playing with? How long does that comfort and cohesion take to really and truly build where it becomes natural?
Yeah, I think the biggest part is just making sure that, you know, we're locked in and we're consistent throughout the time we have together. And that goes all the way back from the time we were in with OTAs, and, you know, we're all coming here and, you know, bringing it every single day and showing our personalities, is, you know, see how each and every piece of the puzzle can fit, right? And how we can gel together. And I think that's a huge part about it is the biggest thing is having experience with one another. So, and that was you know, DQ had us, you know, playing in the preseason, which was great for us. And joint practices, that was great for us to build, not necessarily this culture, this team, but to build with each and every position group, and how to, you know, obviously build chemistry and unity within the O-line. And it comes with experience, whether it be practice, meeting room, and just being in the moment and being consistently, you know, doing what you need to do, and how do you want to fit this, or how do you want to block this, and what's this call, and how we're going to react to this, and all these stunts and everything like that. So, and that's the biggest thing, I think.
Tyler, staying out west last week seemed like a big deal to help you guys, you know, basically, you know, not get too high after what was one of the great wins in recent franchise history. You end up handling your business against Arizona, but now you come home to friends and family in the area. You're not basically like locked in the hotel just with your teammates. How do you guys guard against now this week, maybe going into that Cleveland game, feeling yourselves a little bit?
Yeah, I think the biggest part about like the travel that I thought was great was that you had time to, you know, how we just talked about it and how you got to gel with one another and just keep on building, and, you know, that brick by brick mentality, and, you know, what on a short week, how can we be better, you know, obviously being on the road, you know, going all the way to, you know, a different time zone, all that stuff. And, you know, I thought we hit that out of the park, and so there's huge growth lessons I think we can build off of. But I think the point coming off of a huge win is like that is, okay, how great can we be, right? So like how can you take the little details, and how about those plays that maybe, you know, maybe didn't hit as well as we could, and just those edges that you just want to keep on your way to, you know, chasing success, and obviously, you know being at that attitude level of how great can we be. And that's how, you know, you're just nailing out the details in the meeting room and really staying consistent on top of that.
Tyler Biotish with us here on G&D. A couple more moments left. Why are there so many ineligible receiver downfield penalties? Like, what is going on? Like, did they come warn you guys?
You mean league-wide?
Yeah, like, not just you guys, but everywhere. It's like every other play now. Like, every RPO basically results in it. Like, you guys need a lobbyist to get that out. Like, that's absurd what's happening right now. What's going on?
I think that's just the emphasis around the league. I think, you know, every year I would say that there's going to be emphasis, whether it be new or not necessarily new, but, you know, I think that's the how great can you be based on officiating throughout each and every year. I think each and every year there's, you know, some stuff that, you know, the referees or the NFL is looking for, whether it be, you know, illegal formation not being, you know, on the line of scrimmage, or, you know, whether it be excessive celebration or whatever the case may be. I think the biggest part to take away from that is like, is how the game's getting called. And, you know, I think every, you know, referee crew, you take that into your study, and you take that into how the league is getting called right now, and you take that into your prep as well. I think that's a huge part of the game.
Tyler,
I know why. Who knows?
I know he doesn't line up right across from you, but we'll end the conversation here. The Browns are in town Sunday. Myles Garrett's not practicing right now, but assuming he plays, he had 2 sacks this week. He's got 4 already through 4 games. One of the best rushers in the league. Just generally, you know, what kind of test is he? Why is he so good? And how do you guys, kind of as a unit collectively, try to slow him down?
Yeah, I think you know he's a great player. You know, he's one of the best in the league, and we respect him for that. But also, you know, that's the prep we have to take and take full force too. You know, whether he's practicing or not, whether he's playing or not, who knows, right? Like, but at the same time, we're prepared for him, and we're going to be prepped in the right way as if he's playing. And he's a bullseye on him, on his team, that, you know, we take very consideration of what he's done in the league and maybe previous years and even up to this point. But no, we prep like he's playing the game.
Tyler, really appreciate you joining us, man. Good luck to you. Keep it up, man. It's been a blast to watch you guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
There you go. Starting center Tyler Biadasz of the 3-1 Commanders on Grant and Danny. Tickets are available for Sunday's game at commanders.com. Thanks to them for getting Tyler Biadasz on the show. Our double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports, and we're giving away tickets to the Caps home opener in 15 minutes. Big thanks to Tyler Biadasz for joining us. Nice little week. Luke McCaffrey on the show on Monday.
Monday.
Austin Eckler stopped by on Tuesday. Tyler Biadasz on Thursday. Maybe next week we'll work on the defensive side of the ball. Let's give them one more decent week of production, and then we'll start thinking about maybe getting some of the players on defense to join us. But I will say, I like what I saw from Frankie Louvu, Dorrance Armstrong, Jeremy Chinn, Bobby Wagner, some of the new additions flying around making plays against Arizona. That was by far their best performance of the year.
You start repeating those sorts of things. Now, I think giving up 14 points is, not many teams are going to do that over the course of the year in terms of average. But if you, you know, play a lot better than you did the first couple of weeks, I think, you know, some heads will start to turn. And I think, you know, the only way to go is up after they were on a record setting, not in a good way, track through the first 3 weeks of the season.
My buddy texted me yesterday. He said, isn't it possible that they had 6 or 7 new starters and it was just going to take a few weeks in a new scheme to get better? And I said, totally. Also, their cornerback and defensive end positions are not going to be a strength. Hard to be very good on defense when that is the case, but it might be a little from column A, little from column B. We got the tickets to the Caps opener. Got to be listening in 10 minutes. It is time for our double play on Grant and Danny, driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealer today. Quick reminder, tomorrow we're out and about. Come join us, Atlas Brew Works, Alexandria, brand new location. You can stop in, check out. There are 15 taps, dozens of TVs, great pizza and wings. Friday, 2 to 6, that's tomorrow. We're actually going to be there till 6:30, the new Atlas Brew Works in Alexandria. For information, go to thefandc.com.
Had the kids were at home today, obviously. Home today, home tomorrow.
They were sick,
No, there's no school.
But there has to be school, Danny.
No.
It's a weekday.
Well, this one's a religious holiday. I'm not sure what tomorrow is. I don't know. I just know that there's no school, but adults still have to go to work. Anyway, we went to Silly First Watch there in Fairfax, a place that I love. I go there all the time.
That is a good breakfast
spot. It is a great spot. So it just so happened that all 3 Rouye boys ordered pancakes, and each one of us ordered a different kind of pancake for our breakfast. My oldest, blueberry pancakes. My youngest, chocolate chip pancakes. And old Randy Douye is part of the trifecta breakfast. That's your eggs, your bacon or sausage, and then a pancake. Then, of course, we ordered a side of biscuits and gravy to split between the three of us, which I ate the majority of because I'm a great big fatty. Anyway, point of the dude's story is there were 3 different kinds of pancakes at the table. Both kids got full. I had a bite of each one. I was able to sample in direct sequence. Regular pancake with butter, syrup. Blueberry pancake, butter, syrup. Chocolate chip pancake, butter, syrup. I decided then and there. I've had pancakes with anything you can imagine in there. We've done blueberries. I've done strawberries. Go raspberries.
You have.
I've done so the gourmet places that'll put bacon right in there.
You've done bacon
as part of it. Anything you can do, I've done. Peach pancakes. I've gone up and down the ends of the earth because I love the pancake.
Mango pancakes.
Mango. I did actually did that. You do you do shtick? I did that in Hawaii. I did coconut pancakes too. All delicious. All good. The chocolate chip pancake is one of those. One bite of it is incredible. A second bite, still very good. By the third or fourth big bite, you're like, this is probably too much.
Really?
Yeah, because it's so chocolate. It's so rich. It's already a heavy food stuff as
it
is.
Oh, it's heavy.
And by the end of this like full allotment of pancakes, you're talking about your high stack here. I'm going, I don't know if I can finish this. I don't know if I can eat again. You know what I mean? The blueberry pancake maintains its lightness.
May I ask, though, is that the performance enhancers kicking in, perhaps?
No, it's a great question, it's a fair one. That's a flavor profile thing.
Okay.
Now, I'm not telling you it's bad. I'm telling you, think about a full lumberjack portion of pancakes, right? Like, you just...
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
I don't know if you have that club in the bag anymore.
I do now. I eat a lot. But I want you to imagine, you and me are real men. Imagine that.
I'm going to close my eyes and... go to that far off place.
Only for a moment and the moment's gone. We were in the woods. We're chopping down trees.
Yeah.
Flannel shirts.
Shirtless.
Hat. No. We're not Tom Wilson. Okay. But hat, pants, boots, gloves to protect our hands because we're working.
Boots with the fur.
Axes. Yeah. Right? And we got low. And we're chopping trees. We're hauling lumber. Huge, heavy morning. Right? We had to work early in the morning, and when everyone else is on their way to work, our day's done, basically.
Oh, sure.
We roll into first watch, and you want that lumberjack stack of pancakes to fill your tummy, right? I don't know that I could do a chocolate chip pancake in the same volume that I could do a blueberry pancake or the regular pancake.
In the same volume makes sense.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, I think that's fair.
Still delicious, but my God, it's just so heavy.
I think that's fair.
So I think I'm ultimately ready to make a ruling here that the blueberry pancake is the best extra ingredient insert into the pancake. That's my assertion, the blueberry. Others are great. There's nothing wrong with others. It's you're trying to compare people that are handsome. Like, we know that Chris Hemsworth's handsome. We know that Chris Evans is handsome. We know a lot of people are handsome. Why does one have to be more handsome than the other? But if you have to rank them, the blueberry is the Chris Hemsworth.
So I'm not a bloobs guy.
I know you're not.
So I'm not going to do a blueberry pancake. I just recently found out that I liked pancakes.
I know.
But I'm certainly not going to be adding fruit to them anytime
soon. Right, that's not your bag.
I'll start with chocolate chips and see where that gets me.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving away Caps tickets.
Here we go.
At the top of the hour. If you want to be at opening night, you got to be listening to Grant and Danny and our Beltway Blitz coming up in just a few minutes here on The Fan. Also, as we continue, what should we expect from Jaden Daniels and the Commanders' offense on Sunday against Cleveland? This is the best defense statistically that they have played. Now, how good are the Browns defensively? I'm not so sure. We could dive in on that. But this is the best defense that's been on the schedule so far. Can they keep humming? We'll get into that early next hour on G&D.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.